What day is it today? Today is a 1/3 day. For you, it might be Monday. My name is Werner Kuchert, and you are listening to Finding Frequency, one man's quest to find the extraordinary in the ordinary, one day at a time. So why am I referring today as a 1/3 day? Two things. In a way, it's frustrating because only 1/3 of my day actually played out according to plan. And then, trying to see the positive in that, I just realized that that 1/3 was worth the whole day. So to explain, I actually had 3 meetings today. I also had to do some work, finish it off, and then I set my afternoon aside to do and catch up with some friends and potential business connections. Of the 3 meetings, only 1 meeting actually happened in the end. The first meeting, I had a friend who is actually struggling a little bit with his health, and the meeting didn't play off, so I could understand that. The last did not pitch up at all, and I couldn't get hold of him. But that is life, things happen. However, I got to spend a most productive 2 hours with a good friend of mine, Irina.
This place is called Sri Cookie. We do, it's 3 crows.
Now, Irina is a Ukrainian who currently lives and operates from Warsaw, Poland, and she's quite a go-getter. Youngster with dreams, aspirations, energy, and most importantly, the drive to make it a reality. Also happy to report that she invited me to collaborate with her on a project. That being said, with all her energy, I have to carefully consider if I'm going to join her on this project. That is just short and code for saying I need to ask my wife for permission. Because I know if I'm going to be working with Irina on this project, it's going to keep me busy. I'm actually quite excited and honored to be asked and invited, but I'll talk a little bit more about that project if it comes to fruition. That being said, I did value the conversation with Irina today. Another small failure for the day is that I forgot to actually document and record my visit to Praga. Now, Praga is on the outskirts of Warsaw. It's like a suburb just outside Warsaw on the opposite side of the Wisła River. Now, what makes Praga special is that Praga is an area of Warsaw that did not get destroyed during the Second World War. Not to say that it doesn't have its fair share of wear and tear. Of course, it does. The funny thing about Praga and the way that I know Praga is that Praga is kind of jokingly referred to as the other side of the tracks. Now, I don't know if you understand what that means, but that is in the old days referred to as the place where you tread with care. And I have heard stories of friends of mine, Polish friends, who've been to Praga and they're back in the good old days, who either got roughed up or robbed. But Praga is changing. The hipsters are moving in. And fancy apartment blocks are going up, and Praga is definitely an area for investment. In fact, my little hipster soul really loves walking around in Praga, seeing some of the older buildings, some of the wear and tear, and also seeing how some of them are being brought to life again. Praga is also interesting. For the first time going to meet Irina, I actually met her at one of these hipster coffee shops called the 3 Crows. I'm going to try and attempt to do it in the Polish name, that its actual name is Trzy Kruki, and we had a good cup of coffee there. And as I was walking towards this coffee shop that is kind of nestled into one of these concrete blocks, it was interesting to see the area around it because it was kind of a mixed match of things. On the one side, you had some of these old pre-war buildings that are being renovated. Then on the flip side, there was a definite smell of communism because some of these communist apartment blocks are still around. And then there's some of these imposing concrete structures where I can only describe it, and I think it might either have been universities or smaller satellite university blocks or government buildings that are kind of these rigid marble-looking surfaces. Quite an interesting space to walk, especially during this really grumpy and wet weather we're having in Warsaw at the moment. So there you have it. The lesson I take out of today is that even if your day doesn't go to plan, the 1/3 that does might just be worth your while.